13th Perek Ksuvos Mishnah Dalet. There's a rule called Moide B'miksas, Chayiv Shvua. If I claim that you owe me 100 shekel and you say I only owe you 50 shekel, Min HaTorah, the one who said, who's Moide, he admitted to half of the claim, has to swear. There's halacha that the claim and the Oido have to be on the same object. You owe me money, I owe a less amount. But if I say you owe me wheat, and you say I owe you 50, I don't owe you any wheat, but I owe you a certain amount of barley, that's not considered like doing mixes. So here, Toynes Chaveiro Kadi Shemin Vhoidlo Bekankanim. A person asked for a claim that you owe me jugs of oil, and he said that I don't owe you the oil, but I do have the jugs. So here, basically, the claim was two things. It was the jug and the oil, and admitted only in half the claim. So this is not exactly the same case as the case of he claimed wheat and the other person was moiden barley. Because he claimed both, and he was moiden one of them. He said that's considered moiden mixas, because he was tovea two things, claimed two things, and he admitted to one of the two things. Chum disagree with him. The Amr Rabbi Shimon Gamliel ran his divrei Admon. Here Rabbi Gamliel said, I like Admon's opinion, because like we said, that he was to bear two things, and he gave back, and he admitted to one of the two things, and that's the way we pass in. If he said that I have two, he claimed jugs that are full of oil, that is the case, because he's saying jugs full of oil is mashma. He's demanding both the jug and the oil. But if he just says that you owe me 10 jugs of oil, that's without saying full jugs, that implies that you're not really being tovea the jug. You're just saying the quantity of 10 jugs of oil, that's what you owe me. In which case, if he's making a claim on the oil and the other person's admitting to the jug, that's not how you do in Minataina at all. I'm claiming A and you're admitting to half of B. In such a case, he would be potter.